Sometimes, you come across a story and it just sticks with you. And this week's deep dive is one of those stories. It's called The Tale of the Wishing Bird. And, some of our listeners sent it in. It really caught our attention. It's about this bird named Meta.
Meta.
And Meta has the power to grant wishes.
Okay, a wishing bird.
Yeah, like a classic, But there's a twist.
Okay, there's always a twist.
Each wish has to be spoken 108 times to come true.
108 times.
Exactly.
Wow.
Pretty specific, right?
Yeah, that's pretty specific.
So we thought, let's dive into this, unpack it a little bit. What's so special about this number 108? And, what can this story tell us about patience? Maybe about the power of words, even about like the ripple effects of our intentions.
I love that idea.
Yeah. So let's start with Metta, our wishing bird.
Okay.
His name actually means loving kindness in Pali.
Which is kind of fitting, for a bird that grants wishes.
I mean, that's perfect, right?
Totally, totally.
The name really sets the tone for the whole story.
Yeah, and I think what's so interesting is this idea of weaving wishes into the world, right?
He doesn't just snap his fingers and poof.
Exactly. It's more than just magic, right? It's like there's this process, this intentionality behind it.
Totally, totally.
And that brings us to the 108.
Yes, the magic number.
Right. What's the deal with that?
Well, you find the 108 popping up all over the place, especially in spiritual
Oh,
traditions.
yeah, for sure.
I mean, in Hinduism, for example, 108 represents wholeness.
Like a sense of completion.
Exactly,
You
completion.
see it with the mala beads.
108 beads on a mala.
Yeah, exactly. Those prayer beads.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
That connection between the number and the idea of wholeness.
Right. And then tying that back to the story.
Absolutely.
It's not just about wishing for something and boom, it appears.
It's a journey. It is. It's like a practice.
It is. It's like meditation or like building a new habit.
Exactly. Those things take time
Effort,
before
consistency.
you see any real change.
Exactly.
So maybe these 108 repetitions, maybe it's about embodying the wish,
Yeah, I love that.
rather than just like, fleetingly thinking about it.
Making it real through action.
Totally. So we have Metta, our wishing bird. We have this idea of 108 wishes. But then we have another really important character,
Yes.
Karuna,
Karuna the turtle.
the wise turtle, and her name means compassion.
Oh, how appropriate,
Right?
given her role in the story.
She's the one who sees the forest is a little out of whack.
Out of balance.
The animals
Yeah.
aren't getting along.
They've lost that harmony.
Exactly.
And Karuna's wisdom is about recognizing that problem, but it's more than that. She actively seeks a solution. She understands the power of Metta's gift and how it can help restore balance.
So she's like the catalyst for change.
She sets everything in motion.
And what I thought was interesting is that Meta, before he starts granting anyone else's wishes, he actually makes a wish for himself first.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
What does he wish for?
Well, he wishes for his own happiness and his own freedom from suffering.
So he starts with himself
He does.
before extending it to others.
Yeah, and I thought that was kind of a powerful message.
It is because you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
You have to find your own inner peace
Nurture yourself.
before you can truly help others.
Right. And then it's like, okay, he's found his own happiness. Now let's see what happens in the forest, right? And he starts with this little mouse.
A timid little mouse.
Yeah. And again, it's never explicitly said in the story.
But you can imagine,
I imagine this mouse being kind of, shy.
Afraid.
Yeah, before experiencing the transformation.
And then through the 108 wishes, something shifts.
Right. So it's like the repetition isn't just about magic.
It's about connection. It's about fostering empathy and understanding
Between these very different creatures.
who might have been at odds before.
Right. Because they all have their own struggles.
Their own fears, insecurities.
Yeah. And it's like the wish brings them together.
On a deeper level.
Yeah. Like their differences kind of melt away.
As they connect through this shared experience.
And it all leads up to this amazing moment where Meta makes this big wish.
The ultimate wish.
Yeah, he wishes for the happiness and freedom from suffering
Wow.
of all beings.
Not just the animals in the forest.
No, everywhere.
That's
Talk
expansive.
about compassion, right?
It is. It's like the story is saying true compassion has no
It
boundaries.
doesn't discriminate
It sees the inherent worth in all living things.
and wants them to thrive.
To be happy.
And what I also thought was interesting is that the story doesn't end there.
It keeps going.
The forest has changed.
forever change.
The animals remember the 108 wishes.
They use them.
Yeah, to maintain that harmony.
It becomes part of their culture.
Right, like their way of being.
It's woven into the fabric of their lives.
And that to me is hopeful.
It is. It shows that lasting change is possible.
But it takes continued effort.
It's not a one-time fix.
Right. It's ongoing.
It's about integrating those principles into everything you do.
So thinking about all of this,
mm-hmm.
what does it mean for us, you know, listening to this tale?
That's the big question, right?
We've talked about the power of words.
Yes.
We've talked about repetition. Intention.
The transformative power of compassion.
And this interconnectedness of everything.
It all comes back to that idea, what wishes do we hold?
For ourselves.
For ourselves, for the world.
And are we willing to put in the effort?
The 108 repetitions, so to speak.
To bring those wishes to life.
And are we thinking about the ripple effects?
You know, how our choices impact others.
The lasting impact.
Because it's not just about grand gestures,
yeah.
Right?
No.
It's the little thing.
Everyday acts of kindness.
Yeah, the intentions we set, the thoughts we focus on.
It's about choosing compassion, moment by moment.
And maybe this story is an invitation.
To consider our own 108 wishes.
What are we putting out into the world?
What kind of change do we want to create?
It's something to think about.
It is.
It really is.
And it all starts with that first wish.
With that intention.
And then taking that first step.
Towards making it real.
One repetition at a time.
One step at a time.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
It is a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story.
With a powerful message.
Yeah, definitely something to ponder.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been great to unpack this story.
And to think about how we can apply its wisdom to our own lives.
Exactly. Because sometimes the simplest stories
hold the deepest truth.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.